Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday. Today is October 21st, 2015. That's for you, my bestie. Now you got a date. Hey, Cannabis Kid, are you with me?
I am, Belle Starr. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, wonderful now. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's, you know, I always have a hard time doing these shows when we're not sitting together.
I know. It's weird. But it's a virtual weirdness.
So far?
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I'm just speechless. We saw Madonna on Monday, and
I saw Madonna.
Madonna saw us, man. I'm just saying.
Oh, Madonna saw you guys.
Oh, boy, did she.
Very fun.
We had a blast. It was unbelievable. That lady, she's just a rock goddess. She is. And, I'm just speechless. She was unbelievable. Her dancers were great. It was seriously a show. And one of her songs talks about smoking weed and getting stoned and why it should be okay. It's
very
really great.
Fun.
Oh, my gosh. And then we went
play
to the
that a little later.
We should. I'll have to have my best to cue it up. And then we went to the Winchester Mystery House. And wow.
Oh.
What fun is that? Holy cow, what a mystery.
The Winchester Mystery House has to be one of the craziest designed houses I've ever seen.
Well, and the reason it was designed so crazily in the first place was because Miss Winchester, the heir to the Winchester Rifles, she went to see a psychic. And the psychic
she
said...
She was crazy.
She was. Well, the psychic said for every rifle that that your rifles have killed, the souls are going to need a room to stay, so you better go buy a house and keep building and don't ever stop, because you got a lot of souls to house, honey. And she did. It's incredible, the gardens, the house, the architecture. Even my bestie was pointing out on the doorknobs, the little, just the casings where your doorknobs fit into were just seriously decorated and designed. Oh, it was awesome. It was really just...
The detail I heard that went into some of those things are pretty amazing.
They're great, and they've got a really spooky Halloween tour you can go on, flashlights only, which would be freaky. I'm getting freaked out thinking about it. Anyway, it was nice to hit the bowl and go walk through the house for hours and hours and hours on end. Fantastic time out here in the Napa Valley. It is just beautiful, and the weather is lovely. It's just great. And how's Tucson? I hear it's wet.
We're getting it a little rain.
Oh.
We're getting a little rain this week. It's been raining. It came in yesterday, and it stayed all through the night. And it's a little cloudy out today. It might, I don't know if it's going to clear up or not, but.
That's all right. The desert needs that.
The desert always needs the rain. And we're actually doing good on our water reserve. Our water table is over. And so that's really good for Arizona, especially being that we don't get a lot of rain here in the desert. So, yeah, we're doing pretty good. Missing
Yay.
You. You get home tomorrow.
I do. No, I get home tonight. I get home very late tonight.
You get home tonight.
Very late
fine.
Tonight. Yeah. So what's going on in weed world? world out there. There's a lot going on in weed world out there. I sent out an article this morning. If you didn't get your email blast, you guys should all sign up for Tumbleweed Sales Center email. You can do so at tumbleweedsalescenter.com. Or you can just email us and say, put me on your list. Our email is thctucson@gmail.com. And that's THC for Tumbleweed Sales Center. You go, so I know what you're thinking. Oh, my gosh. You guys, you're out there thinking way too early in the morning. But guess what we got? We have 20 tips for consuming cannabis. I just thought I'd throw something fun and light out there this morning so you guys didn't have too much heavy reading. And we always love our tips for consuming cannabis. And we can read that now, or we can dive right into what Cannabis Kid has. He sent me some really cool things. We've got news. We've got strain reviews. And what's everyone smoking this morning? Or vaping, or eating, or juicing, or dabbing, or waxing? What y'all doing with cannabis today? I got a little OG Kush going on. You wouldn't be able to tell because I'm on fire. What do you got, Cannabis Kid?
I've got a live cannabis shake this morning made from some leaves.
Oh, my gosh.
And a little bit of raw bud. But I have frozen it, so it's... It's still fresh, but really nice. And I have a little bit of sciatic pain that's coming up on my right side.
Uh-oh.
And it's I haven't had this in a really long time. So when you when you haven't had that pain for a long time, it's a little more intense than
when it comes
when you
back.
Had it. When it comes back, and it kind of comes back with a vengeance. And so I'm also vaping on a little blackberry Kush shatter. This morning.
Wow.
For body pain.
Wow.
It's actually really nice. And blackberry Kush shatter.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It is.
Well, Space King just wrote in and said, hey, yo, he's doing a little Grand Dream G13 mix. That's a good
nice.
One. Very nice. I love it.
Very
I found it
nice. I like the harp. It kind of is that euphoric harpy sound that you would feel when you're using your medication.
It does. It really does.
I like that.
That's really nice.
It was
all
a
right.
If it was a cartoon sound, that would
yeah.
be it.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have to take ourselves
so,
into cartoons and do a little animated video, I think. I think that'd be fun.
What was it that I sent you this morning that you liked so much? Because I send you a lot of stuff, and I just
I never know. You do, and now
and
let me get over to that little area. Let me switch over, because you do. You send me a lot of links, and I can't remember at the very moment because there's just so many. There's one of them didn't open. It was a story about marijuana-infused wine, I believe.
Are not going to believe that I just clicked on that one right there at the same time you said it?
No.
I did.
See, because
yes,
it didn't
I
come
did,
up
ma'am.
Fine. It wouldn't come up for me, but I knew what it was going to be, so I got on the internet and found out about Miss Melissa Etheridge, who actually she has chosen a dispensary in Santa Cruz, I believe it is, called is it Greenway? I'm not sure. It's Green something.
Yep, you're right. Greenway in Santa Cruz.
Wow, amazing! I remember that yesterday after a whirlwind of fun. So she has infused marijuana weed in her wine. So I wonder what the effects of that would be. I wonder if it would be kind of along the lines of the effect you get from when you juice it. Because I don't know, they're using an oil to infuse this in, and I don't know if they're heating that oil first. So that could be psychoactive if they're doing that. If they're just doing what you did, Cannabis Kid, and having a smoothie for breakfast, then that's not psychoactive, but that's very energetic.
No, I think what they're actually doing is adding a euphoric oil the wine.
So it's
and it is infused in there somehow because they would have to have it to stick to something. So I wonder if it is in a vegetable glycerin form and then they add it to the wine. Which
yeah,
helps
I don't know.
It, I don't know. It would be nice to try. And it says, actually, I got an article from Arizona, azmarijuana.com, which is one of our sponsors, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
You
decades ago, vineyards required frequent created marijuana-infused wines to share with friends or private gatherings. Generally, it was made from red wines and was a risky endeavor, thanks to the war on drugs. But marijuana legalization is making marijuana-infused wines much more available to people in the wine-making states like California or Oregon, where increasing numbers of people are making and enjoying the relaxing effects of marijuana-infused wines. Recently, musician, marijuana activist Melissa Etheridge created a product line of marijuana-infused wine tinctures, which were exclusively sold at the California dispensary in Greenway in Santa Cruz. Currently, the tinctures are available to Californians with a valid ID. Oh, you know what? This must be where they actually soak. I bet they wonder if they soak the bud in the wine because it has the alcohol and is pulling off.
Yeah.
You know, where you would just do an alcoholic tincture because that's what they just called it. So
right.
It says liquor and marijuana laws in the United States are strict and complex. So legal selling of marijuana-infused wine at dispensaries is difficult. But where marijuana laws are rapidly changing for the better, which means that marijuana-infused wines could be found at all dispensaries around the United States in the near future.
Wow.
It's very
wow.
exciting.
Wow.
Because it does sound like I would definitely try something like that. This ingesting and getting the cannabis into your gut is really, and I don't know if wine is the best way, but, you know, they say a glass of wine is good for you.
Yeah.
Because of the tannins and, you know, the...
A lot of things are good for you in moderation. We just happen to go freaky and go overdose here. So check this out. My bestie just sent me a Facebook page about a little girl who has beaten epilepsy. Check this out. Overwhelmed with joy right now. She had her EEG yesterday morning, and her doctor called us to say... to give us the great news that it was normal, no more seizures. Thanks to the CBD oil.
That is awesome.
Thanks to CBD oil, she beat epilepsy. We will continue to give her the CBD oil, then wean her off a little at a time to make sure they don't come back. Jaden's juice has been a miracle, and we are so thankful for it and to God. Tears of joy. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Wow, they beat epilepsy with CBD oil. Come on now. How can you say... No. How can you say no to that? Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. Well, we're not going to give wine to the little ones, but yeah, there you go. CBD oils. Lots going on in this world, and we really need to be open to it. The other thing that you had sent me was the recipe. Here's the homemade cannabis oil recipe that people are using as a chemo alternative. This is an interesting article. Did you you read that one for sure. But there's just so many things that we can do to treat the illnesses and the ailments and the aches and the pains and all sorts of things that we can do to treat it naturally with our non-toxic plant cannabis. Still every day, it was funny, we were driving back home. We had 3 hours of traffic and... who knows what my bestie thought I was going to yell, but all of a sudden I got so excited and I just yelled, "I love marijuana." She just bust out laughing. I mean, because who really just yells that out in the middle of nothing and nowhere, right? I love marijuana, but I do. It makes me feel good. Bell Star struggles with fibromyalgia, scoliosis, kyphosis, and some other things that just don't make for, you know, a pain-free day. But with cannabis, it usually is most pain-free. Helps with so many things. We are just reading so many articles about science and how we're not only looking at names of strains, but more profiles of cannabinoids and terpenes and flavonoids and all of the good noids in our weed. It's amazing. So you should check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and you can get to their Facebook page there. And we've got news articles. We've got information on how to get certified. If you are not certified and you want to get certified, come on down. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're tucked away in the cozy little back space there. Come hang out with us. Got a nice little patio. We've got videos on everything cannabis. We've got books you can buy. books you can sit around and read while you're waiting for your doctor's appointment. This is an amazing place. We have incredible doctors that want nothing more than to help you relieve your pain and to make you feel better in the world. It's a rough world out there sometimes, and we want to feel good in it, and we want to be able to make good, clear decisions. And sometimes when we're in pain, we can't do that. Pain blocks our ability to live normal, happy lives, and a lot of people don't understand that. It's really great. Once in a while, we get someone that comes in with a patient, and we say to them, hey, you want to get certified? And they say, you know what? I don't have anything wrong. And we all applaud because, you know, that's awesome. So if you don't need it, that's all right. But if you know someone who does, bring them down. You can call 520-838-4430. We'll get your records for you if you don't have your medical records. If you do, just bring them in and come see our doctor. And if you don't have them at all, we have evaluations for you. We can help you get that process started. So come on down. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Always interesting news and information there. And Cannabis Kid, what's going on?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on over there?
Well, I was just going to add to your repertoire of many things that cannabis is good for. Well, not to mention that it's non-toxic.
Yes,
you know, it's a nice non-toxic medicine that you can use for many of the things that are out there that, like pain relievers. You know, a lot of people are on the opiates and Vicodins and Percocets and all of these different things that are able to relieve this pain, but are really, really harsh on the body. And knowing that there is a medicine out there that is non-toxic and healthy for you and actually used as a vitamin, a supplement, for the body, knowing that in its raw form, it is probably one of the best vitamins out there for the body, kind of rejuvenate the endocrine system and just really bring it back up to where it needs to be. So, I wanted to say that's why, you know, you said you love marijuana, you know, that's another reason to really love it is that it's a whole balanced plant for the body. And when actually people start reading more about it and seeing what it does to the actual endocannabinoid system, they're going to see the effects of it and really, really see that they got something going there for them.
Well, and one thought that I had as well, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's good to Western medicines, there's good to things, but a lot of times people will try these medicines and they really don't help them, and they're creating other problems. They might slightly relieve pain, or maybe not, but they're creating stomach problems, you know, headaches, mental problems. These people, you know, they take strong narcotics and they start seeing things and they can't function in life. They can't live, you know, communicative, integrated lives with their families. They can't function socially. Medicines can be really bad, and cannabis is actually one of those medicines that you can get in your system and you can control your, you know, how high or not or psychoactive you want it to be, if at all. So it's a really powerful thing because you can't do that with Western medicine. And someone gives you a morphine for your pain, most likely you're going to hallucinate or you're going to experience something, you know. And I know a lot of people don't like that. They don't like that feeling. There are people that do, and that's fine too. But you got to be careful with what you're putting in your body because, like Cannabis Kid said, this is a non-toxic plant. And it helps the system, the endocannabinoid system that we already have in our bodies, which is probably why we all feel so good when we use it, because we're just supporting a system we already have and that has been so unsupported for the wrong reasons for so many years. In fact, we were reading online. Did you hear about the Arizona marijuana backers that launched a scary pro-cannabis billboard? Did you see that? Did you check it out?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they did a spoof on the Reefer Madness poster, and it's fantastic. There's this lady, it's an orange and black poster, and there's this lady screaming out of her mind, and it says, marijuana, less toxic, less addictive, and less scary than alcohol. Phoenix, backers of a proposed 2016 ballot initiative to end marijuana prohibition in Arizona, launched a Halloween-themed billboard Monday morning that highlights the relative safety of marijuana compared to alcohol. The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol will hold a news conference at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time in front of the billboard located on the southwest corner of 7th Street and Lincoln. You guys, get out there. Someone send us an actual photo of that. We're not in Phoenix, so take a picture and send it to us. That's fantastic. The orange and black ad, which satirizes reefer madness-style anti-marijuana propaganda, comes as opponents of the proposed initiative are ramping up efforts to scare voters into keeping marijuana illegal for adults. It features a screaming face and reads, "Marijuana, less toxic, less addictive, and less scary than alcohol." Marijuana is illegal thanks to decades of anti-marijuana propaganda and fear-mongering. Don't you love that one? Said campaign chairman J.P. Holyoake. Once people find out it's actually safer than alcohol, they tend to agree it should not be a crime for adults to use it responsibly. Over the next 12 months, our opponents are going to do everything they can to scare Arizonans into keeping marijuana illegal. Holyoake said, "We just want voters to remember that we're talking about a substance that has proven to be less harmful than alcohol. Marijuana dependence is significantly less and likely and less severe than alcohol dependence, according to researchers at the National Academy of Science Institute of Medicine and the National Institute on Drug Abuse. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention attribute more than 2,000 U.S. deaths per year to alcohol poisoning, whereas there has never been a confirmed marijuana poisoning death in history. More information about the relative potential harms of marijuana and alcohol is available online, and their websites regulate marijuana in AZ.org. Nobody is saying marijuana is harmless, but the scientific and medical communities are saying it's less harmful than alcohol," Holyoake said. "It's time to put the reefer madness in the past. Our marijuana law should be based on facts and fear instead of fear." And so there's going to be, there was a news conference Monday in front of the billboard at 7th and Lincoln. So if anyone went, tell us about it. Send us a photo. That would be a really good photo to check out. But, yeah, it's less toxic, it's less addictive, and less scary than alcohol. Yay for letting us put up a billboard like that.
That is pretty incredible, Belle.
That is. We got to get up. We got to drive. Well, we're driving up there next on the 27th and 28th for the cannabis expo that's coming up that everybody and their brother is going to be at. And
yeah, are we leaving the 26th that afternoon?
Well, I'm
are
not
you guys
so
doing
sure.
that rock and run? The rock, the walk
well,
and run.
Well, there's a post on the tumbleweedshealthcenter.com website about that. And the actual event for the cannabis conferences, I'm not sure what's happening the 26th, but I think the 27th and 28th are all the two long days of events and speakers, and everybody's going to be there. But Cannabis Kid was just talking about the Cannaball. Run for Vets kicks off in support of veterans and PTSD awareness. And actually, they're going to be in Phoenix on the 26th, so that's what's happening. The second annual Cannaball Run for Vets kicks off education and awareness campaign tour. Magical Butter and the Weed for Warriors Project kick off the second annual Cannaball Run for Vets for Cannabis Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Treatment to highlight the mounting evidence surrounding the issue of PTSD. The cross-country education and awareness campaign will begin October 17th in Los Angeles, California, and stop along seven major U.S. cities as it heads towards the Magical Butter of the nation's White House, Washington, D.C., for the culminating Veterans Day event on 11/11, November 11th. Magical Butter embraces the use of cannabis as a treatment for debilitating ailments such as PTSD, explained Gary Angel, CEO of Magical Butter. "Our vets deserve alternatives to the narcotics that are currently being prescribed. We partnered with the veterans for the second annual Cannonball Run to make a difference. More troops have been lost to suicide than combat, and this must change now." That's pretty sad. The 2015 Cannonball Run for Vets is in support of veterans treating war trauma with cannabis. Stops include on the 17th, they were in Los Angeles. Today, they're in Denver, Colorado. In Phoenix, they'll be there on the 26th. Nashville, Tennessee on the 30th. Atlanta, Georgia on the 5th of November. Virginia, the 6th through the 8th. They're going to Philadelphia on the 9th, and Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, on 11/11. Americans veterans are seeking an alternative pathway from harmful narcotics being prescribed to them that lead to addiction and suicidal tendencies. They are requesting for the VA to allow cannabis therapy as an option for treatment. On Veterans Day at the Washington, D.C. run, veterans plan to join in an emotional march carrying their empty pill bottles to the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, symbolizing their immeasurable suffering with painkiller addiction from failed PTSD treatment. Through the events of the Cannonball Run, veterans and their supporters aim to advocate for the recognition of cannabis as an approved PTSD treatment alternative to dangerous narcotics. We are a nation awash in the blood of our dead patriots. This movement is to express veterans' discontent with a system that has been abusing and ignoring them for far too long. As federal patients, we require that cannabis be recognized by the Veterans Affairs as a viable alternative to dangerous SSRIs, opiates, and other commonly prescribed drugs. We know from recent reports that cannabis has statistically lowered the overdose suicide death rates in states where it's legally accessible. As federal patients, we require federal access, said Iraq combat veteran Ricardo Pereira, operations director of the Weed for Warriors Project. Yeah. Absolutely, and thank you so much for doing that, for taking, for just going to the White House and saying, hey, this is what we need, and PTSD, we got an A freaking man by Space King. But veterans aren't the only ones that suffer from PTSD. There are many, 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 many people in this world who have experienced very, very traumatic events that they have a hard time dealing with and coping with. And we want cannabis as a choice. I don't like that word alternative. It's not an alternative. It should just be a choice that everybody is able to make for themselves, whether they want to take Vicodin or cannabis. You should have a choice. What do you think, Cannabis Kid?
I agree wholeheartedly on that. You know, especially with these veterans that are coming back, and that, you know, how much they gave to our country, and for our government to say, I'm sorry, even though this works for you, it's still illegal. And for anybody, you know, for anybody in this country, for them to deny what this medicine really does, you know, it's done. Like you said, Belle, the lies are over. The facts are here. The science and the medicine are coming in as one, and it's time to stop questioning it and being ignorant about it. You know, people have used this for thousands and thousands of years, and for us to not allow it to even be mentioned in some states, you know, it's just ridiculous because of the ignorance about it. And it's time to open your eyes, wake up, because wake up and smell the cannabis.
That's right. Wake up and smell the cannabis. I love it. Well, and if you want to do that, the Must Attend Marijuana Conference of the Year is just days away, the Marijuana Business Conference Expo.
What did you call it?
It says,
one more time?
Well, the Must Attend Marijuana Conference of the Year from
the
AZ
Must
Marijuana.
Attend. Now, I thought you said the Muffin Tin.
Oh, I like that. The Muffin Tin.
No. Stop.
No? Cannabis Kid, you're just silly.
I can't hear you.
You want to know what else is silly?
Puff, 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 I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Listen, the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Listen, the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. I love that song. I can't help myself. I have to find a fun segue and play that. It's just too
good. It really is a good song. We got to have Ghostface back on air again.
I know. That was really a great time. And I actually did find the information about the new event coming up. It is the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. And here's what to expect. You guys should all go. Educational seminars, networking opportunities for business, major investors and venture capitalists, entrepreneurs and executives, media, press, bloggers, photographers, health-conscious living advocates, product launches, B2B section for buyers and store owners, lawyers and policymakers, doctors, health professionals, caregivers, multi-industry and smoke shop buyers, industry job fair, and much, much more. Who should go to this? Oh, I don't know. Everyone! You guys should all go. And right now, there's 50% off the ticket prices. But just let me tease you a little. Let me tell you about some of the speakers coming up. We've got Bruce Barcott. He's fellow author of Weed the People, The Future of Legal Marijuana in America. Steve D'Angelo, author of The Cannabis Manifesto and founder of Harborside Dispensary in Oakland. You've got the CEO of Dixie Brands, Trip Keeber, is going to be there. MJ Freeway Solutions, COO, Jessica Billingsley is going to be there. Guess who else is going to be there? Our buddies, Kyle Cushman, Cheryl Schumann. And Keith Stroop's going to be there, founder of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws Normal. He's going to be there. My goodness, there's just a million speakers that are going to be there talking about cannabis. And there's going to be, like they said, job opportunities, executive opportunities, buyer's opportunities, and basically an opportunity to educate yourself completely about cannabis and the industry, and to decide whether you want to be a part of the inside or you want to be a supporter and a backer, because God knows we need those too. so check it out. There is a pre-sale.
Belle,
yes,
I wanted to add something really quick. They're having an in-depth look at the cannabis in professional sports. And they're having special presentations by NFL All-Stars Ricky Williams, Nick Jackson, Kyle Turner, and Ebon Britton. Now, the All-Rounders are people who are in the NFL and that are using cannabis already, I'm guessing, or speaking out against being able to use it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. So there's going to be a lot of sports buffs there wanting to know what's really going on in the NFL. That's awesome. That's really cool. See, we're bringing education and awareness to all sides of cannabis because people just, you know, they still have the stigma, you know, stoners, potheads, whatever. Dude, your neighbor's using it. You just don't know it, right? You just went to see your lawyer yesterday? Guess what your lawyer did after you left because you stressed him out so much. He smoked a big old bong when you left, man. Seriously. People in every walk of life are using cannabis, and it's darn time people got used to it and just let it happen. Oh, and there's a really bad echo coming from your end, we've been told by our technical support team. So check that out.
I'm getting echo, too.
Let's see why. I don't know why. You have headsets on? I'm not really sure what's going on. Maybe I'll turn my... Huh. Well, I don't know. That's interesting. We'll have to work on that. Maybe the volume... Your headset is on?
Yeah, I have my headset on, plugged into my phone.
Maybe you've got the show playing out. No, that's weird. Who knows? We'll have to work on that. Sorry, folks, if you're hearing echoes, pretend you're in a tunnel. A tunnel of cannabis.
How about now?
Let's see. He says, perfect. We got a thumbs up on that one.
We got a good
deal on that one. Yeah.
So I wanted to say why that, you know, that in sports that they're using, especially in NFL, is this is a neuroprotectant.
Yes.
So it helps the brain take on those incredible hits that these guys take on while they're out playing in the brain, and it actually helps the brain recover faster from those hits because it's a neuroprotectant. So for anyone out there who's had a brain injury or any kind of brain problems, this is a great medicine to use. Getting it into the system and letting it become a neuroprotectant for you.
Right. You know, they're doing a lot of studies right now. We read about Alzheimer's last week. They're doing a lot of studies on dementia and things like that. And our government actually has a patent on some of the cannabinoids in the plant because it is a neuroprotectant. You can read about it, too. We have that on our news section on tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can check that out, too. But this conference is just, it's going to be amazing, you guys. If you haven't ever been to anything like this, you really need to go. Tickets are pretty inexpensive. If you want to do, if you want to spend the day at the expo with the exhibit hall pass, it's only $50. There's a career fair pass for $50. And there's a two-day exhibit pass for $100. You can also do a pre-sale all access conference pass. It's a two-day exhibit hall pass and plus more for $350. And if you want the career conference and expo pass plus, that's $450. And I believe they're having some sales right now, so you should check it out. SWCCExpo.com, and we will put that on our little blog, so you can just copy and paste that into your own little line there and check it out. It's going to be amazing. It really is. We're really excited. We get to actually get some media passes to go do some interviews. So all you guest speakers out there, get ready, because we ask the hard questions, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do, Belle.
We sure do, Candy.
So this is getting pretty excited about it. So this is actually next Wednesday that we're actually going to be interviewing some of these speakers.
Wow.
So stay tuned. And, did you know that?
Wow. It's coming up fast.
Next Wednesday.
This is a crazy month. We just went to Pride, that was fantastic. We had an incredible day out there. We met a lot of great new people. We saw some patients from before. And what an event. What a day. That was a great day. It was a long day of education as well and support for the Pride community. And we were out there with also AZ for Normal was out there and all sorts of other groovy organizations. So it's been a really great, fun, educational month. So, come down to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo Hey, and if you're in the cannabis business already, you can get a booth down there. They're 75% out, so get your booth sold out. So get your booth today. You can check it out if you want to show the world what you have as far as cannabis education and awareness goes. There are going to be a lot of vendors down there and educators down there. Who knows? Maybe Tumbleweeds will have a booth down there. We don't know. We'll see. There's career fair. So if you want a job in the industry, dress sharp. Come on. Sharp dress, man. Don't wear jeans. Get your fancies on. Bring your resumes, your cover letters that you can just bring, you know, your little computer and your little tiny little printer right there. You can change each cover letter for each booth you walk up to and print one out and say, hey, I'd love to be a part of your business. Make sure you put down the right business before you hand them a cover letter with someone else's business on it. We've had that. Oh, my gosh. That is just not a good thing to do when you're looking for a career. So get down there. You can meet all these people. You can talk to all these people. These people started out just like you, just like we did. You start out with an idea, a love of cannabis, and a desire to help everybody explore this wonderful choice. Not an option, not an alternative. It's just a choice we all have had for tens of thousands of years. You know, someone decided to take it away for a blip of a second. We're getting it back now, and there's no stopping us. There you go. So check it out. Go
there
to tumbleweedcenter.com. And remember, we were going to talk about, we were going to talk about the etiquette guide, marijuana etiquette, 20 tips for consuming cannabis, because sometimes it's just fun to do something a little lighthearted and talk about that. So we've got 20 tips here. So let's get to our tip section here. And if you want, these tips came from our little emailer that we email out once a week. You can get on that list. Like I said, if you just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you can email thctucson@gmail.com. You can call us, 520-838-4430, and come on by, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. And we would be happy to answer any and all of the questions that we can for you about cannabis. People come in and they're scared and they want to know what's going on, but they, you know, they're afraid to come in because of the stigmas. Well, don't be afraid anymore. Come on in and we'll chat with you and we'll let you know what's going on. Because it is scary. This has been something, you know, that for most people, they've not seen the legality of marijuana in their lifetime. So that's a scary thing. With prohibition, it was legal, and then it wasn't, and then it was, and it was a quick turnaround. In fact, it's written in our Constitution, crazily. But here's something that cannabis always says to me, and he says, always give guests the green hits. A very classy move is to always give your guests the first hit of a fresh bowl. This one was of the first things I learned growing up from the old school smokers I knew, and they ingrained it into me that giving guests green hits is a true sign of respect. It's a nice thing to do. When you hand someone a bowl, you don't want to hand them a bowl that's been ashed out and doesn't look very pretty. You want to see the green. And cannabis kids'
see
favorite
the green.
Thing. See the green. Cannabis kids' favorite thing right here is cornering bowls. This goes hand in hand with the last tip. If someone gives you greens, don't run the flame over the entire bowl. Every hit after that will taste burnt. Instead, put the lighter to the side of the nug so that only part of the surface area is showing burns. That way, more than one person can get a good green hit. Right?
I'd like to update that tip. Please be using your hemp wick about, I'd say, you know, a quarter of an inch away from your bowl and breathe in. And you actually just bring a little bit of that heat from that low-temperatured flame onto your bowl. It's actually really tasty because you don't actually singe your cannabis right away with that hot heat.
That huge flame. And you actually aren't breathing in the butane if you're smoking a bowl, you know.
Exactly.
The hemp wick is fantastic. You can get that at Tumbleweed Cells.
Get a big old roll of it. It's amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. Organic hemp.
Highly recommend it.
And beeswax. You can't go wrong there. Highly recommend it. Okay, so it says, reloading the bowls as host. If you are the host of the puff session, you should reload the bowl as the host. Of course, if you aren't the one with the smoking device and or weed, I suppose you could allocate that duty to the one or more people with the piece and weed, but that should lead to the obvious question of why are you the host if you don't have weed and a piece to consume out of? If you are the host,
maybe you're just providing the area, the
maybe.
Atmosphere.
Oh. But it says if you're the host and have the dank and the bong pipe, etc., you should do the classy thing and load and reload the bowl. It's kind of like the Monopoly dealer. You know, you give the bank to one person. You know what I'm saying? Let the banker do it. Make them responsible. We just want to play the game, man. All right. Oh, and here's a good one. We always like to do this. Number 4, warn others when the bowl is almost toast. There may be one more. No one likes the booty hit. Even newbies should be able to know when a bowl is nearing the end of its useful life. If you give someone the piece and they take a monster hit of ash weed, they will likely not be happy about it, even if they don't say anything. However, if you indemnify yourself with the phrase, there might be one more tiny little hit in there, but I'm not sure, then you put it on the person you're passing it to, and they can proceed at their own risk. Oh, my God, I love it. It's true. It's totally true. And we always say that. There could be one more little thing. And you don't know if you want that hit. You need to put something on top of it, man. Oh, here's a good one. Always have a poker. Always have a poker. I'm going to put this link up on our blog so you guys can follow along. These are great. These are just fun little tips you can read and share with your friends. So here we go. Always have a poker. Let me get back to that. I always do that. I lose that little bit, and here we go. But why would you want to have a poker, cannabis kid? There are a few things as lame as marijuana.
You can stir up your goodies, you know. It's kind of like a bowl of cereal.
Oh.
You know, some of the little cereal gets on the side, and you don't get to, it doesn't get soaked into the milk. It's like half sticky with a little bit of milk on it, so it sticks perfectly to the side of a bowl.
Exactly.
And so you kind of have to, like, take it, move it around, get your cereal back in your bowl again.
Little darling, steered up. That's right. There are a few things as lame in the marijuana consumption world than a bowl that can't be cleared because the cash nug is stuck in the bowl. Now, I was talking with the bestie because I brought her husband, one of the greatest grinders on the planet with our logo on it. It's the Medtainer.
Did you just call it a greatest grinder? The greatest grinder.
Greatest grinder. You can get those at Tumbleweeds Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come down and see us. But these grinders are great. It says store, grind, and pour. Check it out. So she was asking, why would you grind up your weed? Why don't you just stick it in your bowl and smoke it?
Oh, you know that's my favorite one, Belle.
I said, very good question. We're going to let Cannabis Kid answer that. Go for it, Cannabis Kid.
Oh, stop. Well, you do not want to take your nugs out of your med container with your fingers. You know, you dump it in because that's where all the medicine is at. It's surrounded that little nug. And when you grind it up, you get to collect all of that goodness and you don't get anything left on your fingers. Because when you smash those terpenes, why grind? First of all, it mixes up your medicine and it gets all of those terpenes and all of that goodness that's on the outside of the nug just all mixed up. Plus, it helps your medicine go farther. You don't get those chunks of nug that were, like, burnt on the outside that never got to the very middle, and they're still green.
Hmm.
So actually breaking it up actually has your medicine goes farther, and
like
you get more out of your medicine.
Airing wine, you know, let it breathe. You want to let it breathe, and it brings out the flavors.
There's some flavors locked into the middle of that nug that you wouldn't normally get if you didn't break it up.
Well,
smells more.
You got to just grind it up. And this is the best grinder I've ever used. I will say that. And I can say that in my career of cannabis use. This is the best grinder I've ever used. It grinds it to such a consistency. It's almost moist again, but not. So it burns nice and slow. It's like it brings out the oils, like you said, it brings out the oils perfectly in a nice balance. Because if you just put a nug in that's really thick and dense and hard, which your nugs should be, it's going to be hard. You're going to use more flame and hempwick to try and light it than you were if you just had ground it up in the first place, and you know, poured a little pinch into your bowl and lightly lit it from your hemp wick. But this says always have a poker because you get almost all the way ashed out, but there's just enough left in the bowl to plug up the piece. See? So if you grind it first, that usually doesn't happen. The only way to fix a solution without a poker is to power hit it until it pulls through, which requires one or more people jumping on the grenade, which is fun. Having a bobby pin. Oh, here's a good one. Oh, that's an old school. I like who's ever writing this. Having a bobby pin. How often do you hear about bobby pins anymore? Paper clip or even a kebab stick? Toothpicks. I like toothpicks a lot. Pokers are not expensive at the head shop, and a really cool one can not only help out in times of need, but also serves as a great conversation piece. And also, we've got some really cool handmade little pokers and dabbers at Tumbleweeds Health Center. A lot of people use them for dabs and waxes and such, but I inherited one from my bestie's dad. It's beautiful wood, and it's a little tamper, actually, not necessarily the poker, but the tamper. And why would you want to tamp it? Just, you know, you want to tamp your cannabis down a little bit to make sure you're not, you know, get rid of the ash, tamp down the rest. It makes it easier to smoke. And here's some interesting etiquette. This says, number 6, pass to the left. This tip used to be virtually mandatory, with many people back in the day scoffing at you if you tried to hit it and start the rotation counterclockwise. Not as many people practice this stoner norm these days, but a lot of the veterans I know still do. And all the while singing to lyrics, Pass the Dutchie, of course. Oh, that's a good, fun song, Pass the Dutchie.
it is a good song.
And once in a while when we're sitting around at Weed Day Wednesday, I like to throw it up and I'll take a hit and throw it to the person to the right and they're like, what? So there's some etiquette we still follow in our stoner world. Did you guys all, were you able to click the link of the etiquette? If you guys wanted to read about the etiquette yourself, you can read along with us. That I put that on the blog out there for y'all. Cannabis Kid, would you be able to get that one? Number 7, Puff Puff Give. While this phrase has been around a long time, it became a stoner staple after the 1995 film Friday. Puff Puff Give, Puff Puff Give. Effing up the rotation. It's been my experience that if you're hitting anything other than a joint or blunt, you get one hit and then pass. If it's a joint or a blunt, you get two puffs, and then it's time to give it up. What do you think about that one? Oh, check this one out. This goes along with that.
That is a good one.
Camping on a joint. Building off the last tip, don't camp on a joint, folks. For those that are new to consuming marijuana or are coming back from a long day or long layoff, this means when you hold the piece, the joint, the blunt in your hand and babble on and on and on about something that's obviously isn't as important as consuming marijuana at that point in time, if you find yourself rambling, which I'm very, very guilty of doing, just hit it real quick and then get on with your epic story. Well, until it's your time to hit it again, at which point, hurry up again. That's a good one. Don't camp
on it. It's true. It does happen. You know when you're smoking, it brings up a lot of great conversations. It's a good conversation starter.
It really is.
It stimulates the brain in wanting to kind of like have a deep conversation with somebody, or
it
just
really
have
does.
A really fun time.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Here's a nice one. I like this one. Number 9, ask if it's okay to smoke in the house. You shouldn't just assume that because someone is a consumer that it's cool to smoke in their place. Some people don't like smoke in their house of any kind. Others may be okay with it, but have someone coming over soon that isn't so out of respect. They don't want it to smell, you know, I don't want the house to smell like that. There could be a number of reasons. Just ask politely. And if you get the go-ahead, have at it. But if not, you will be glad that you checked first, and so will the person who resides where you are. That's a nice one. That's respectful. Here's another respectful one. Don't smoke weed that isn't yours. You know. Don't smoke the weed, man, if that's not your bag. Obviously, never consume someone else's weed without their knowledge or permission. We call that stealing in most scenarios. But even if you know the person, you think they'll be okay with it, it's still best to wait and confirm, just on the off chance that they had some other plans for that weed. Maybe it's not even theirs, at which point you'll be putting them in a jam. I remember I once helped someone get some weed. It was sitting on my table until the end user got to my house and my friend smoked part of it because he wrongly assumed it was mine. Had it been mine, it would have been an issue, but it wasn't, and it put me in a pinch. So don't smoke it if it isn't yours.
Don't smoke it.
Right? Don't talk about dealers openly at restaurants and bars, etc. No one likes a loud mouth. If you get really good marijuana for a really good price, be happy with it, but don't use it as an opportunity to win pissing contests at the bar that night. Like they say, loose lips sink ships, and even when they don't, they make the person spouting off look like an idiot. Don't be them.
Don't be that guy.
I did have plans for that weed space king. Plans for you. Number 12. Is that number 11? Yeah, number 12. Oh, here we go. You will really appreciate this. No smashing nugs on top of other nugs. Always break up your nugs. There have been so many times that I've been consuming marijuana with people just to be handed a pipe that would take lungs of steel to get a hit off it. That's because the bowl's too packed and likely wasn't emptied all the way before marijuana was loaded on top of it again. By the time you discover this, you've already burnt some of the new marijuana without getting anything to inhale, and on top of the hassle of clearing the bowl, you've also wasted a perfectly good green hit. That is some good advice. Don't. I'm guilty of doing that sometimes, but I don't smash it. All right, number 13, clean your smoking device. Please, I'm guilty of this. No excuse either. In the late 90s, I met the late, great Jack Hare and bought a pipe from his booth. He explained to me and made me even promise it. I would always keep my pieces clean. He stressed the importance of doing so because it ensured that my friends and I get the full flavor of our hits. Don't be like me. Be like Jack and always clean your pieces.
Yeah.
There's so
and, you know, one little tip, one little easy little tip for that is about 2 cups of water to about 1/4 cup of rubbing alcohol. And
91.
You put the one, the rubbing alcohol, you just put it in a Ziploc bag with a couple of your pieces, pour in your alcohol, let it set there for a while, warm up your 2 glasses, your 2 cups of water, and pour it in and let it set. And that warm water and the alcohol will mix, peeling that cannabis residue off of your glass pieces.
Yeah, but you really shouldn't let it wait to that point where you have to let it soak so long. You can every other, you know, every day, once a day, every other day, you can do the quick cheater and take a little bit of that 91 proof rubbing alcohol with some sea salt and swish it around real fast if your bong or whatever your piece is slightly dirty, and keep it clean regularly, because you're also you're wasting your weed if it's stuck on the side of the bowl or it can't get it down you know, through the filter. You're just wasting it. And we don't want to waste your weed because, God knows, it's expensive. Oh, my God.
It truly is.
It truly is. And it's you save money, I think, when you grind it and just take a little bit at a time and use it sparingly. You don't need a whole lot. It's very helpful in small doses. Number 14, no salivating over your pipes or joints or blunts. Gross. Oh, this is a very racist phrase that some people use to describe this issue. I will not repeat it here because it makes me sick every time I hear it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, great. You've been saved from a very hurtful phrase that has been used in years past in marijuana consumer circles. If you do know what I'm talking about, please never use the phrase again. If you do around me, I assure you that will be the end of our interaction. Getting off a soapbox, if you're hitting a joint or blunt or even a pipe, there's no need to make out with it. I get it, it's stank, and you want to hit it like there's no tomorrow. Just make sure to curl your lips inward just a little bit so that it keeps the saliva off the marijuana while at the same time pumping the goodness into your lungs. I don't know the phrase. I got to take a minute to figure the phrase out, but we're running over, folks. We always send a disclaimer out that this show could go over, and today's one of the days because we're just going to keep reading these 20 little tips here because I think it's kind of fun. Always fix a run on a joint. For those who don't know what a run is, When you smoke a joint, sometimes one side of the joint runs or burns faster than the other side. There are a multitude of reasons why this occurs, but regardless, if you see it happening, try to fix it immediately. No one likes to be handed a joint that is fine on one side and about to burn their fingers on the other. Plus, it's wasteful. Moisten up that side that it's running. Turn the joint in a way that the side that is burning is not burning as fast on top when you're holding the joint, and you should be good. Be aware, some runs are more problematic than others, so just do the best you can. And you know what? Don't be afraid to ask for help. Dude, it's running. How do I fix it? Give it to somebody else. It's okay. We want to keep our weed. Don't leave smoke in the chamber. Oh, man. Yuck. Before you hand a bubbler, a bong, a dab rig, something to somebody else, make sure you haven't left any smoke in the chamber. By the time the other person goes to take a hit, that smoke will be stale, ugh, and it's awful to consume. Oh, here's a good, really good one. If you're sick, don't hit it. Every time I get sick, I know it's because someone else was sick that I was consuming with, and they didn't want to say anything. I get that it's no fun to consume by yourself, but it's also no fun to be sick. So if you're sick, let others know, and then they can proceed at their own risk. A really great thing to do is keep a sick pipe so that when you're feeling under the weather, you can just load a personal bowl. I love it. Personal bowl. And hit it while others around you have their group session. That way, you're involved, but don't infect others. Personal bowl.
That's a good idea.
I love it. That's kind of like my personal ball we go bowling with. Whoop, whoop. 18, pull bowls from the bottom of the nug and work your way upward. This is absolutely one of my pet peeves when I get a glorious nug of the supers. I like to admire it for a while. I always pull bowls from the bottom of the nug and work my way up so that the tip of the bud stays intact as long as possible and kind of serves as the grand finale of sorts. If you're loading bowls from other people's buds, please pull from the bottom of the nug. I really don't like it when I have a fantastic nug and someone rips the top off of it and I'm left with something beheaded-looking nug. Of course, if you're loading from your own supply, by all means, do what you please. That's an interesting little tip. I don't know if you know really what they're talking about when you've got a giant nug. They want you to take from the bottom of it, not the tip of it. So it's like upside-down ice cream cone? I don't know. Snow cone. Number 19, don't yeah. blast rookies. Yeah, it just happens. I go off. I have had friend and family members over the years convince someone to consume marijuana for the first time or at least agree to facilitate it just to get that person so high out of their mind they have a bad experience and are turned off by marijuana for the rest of their lives. Don't do that. It always makes me sad because those same people often consume other things that are more harmful than marijuana, but there's no convincing them at that point because they had such a negative experience. If you're consuming marijuana with someone and it's their first time, ease them into it. Make it enjoyable. If you want tips, check out an article that I wrote on the topic. And I, meaning the person about Johnny Green who wrote this article. Follow the link from the blog. And number 20, this is just awesome. I love this. This is always really fun. This is paying it forward. Return pipes with weed in it. I have a rule. If someone is nice enough to let me borrow their piece, I always make sure to return it loaded with some of my finest. People are always extra grateful and are very quick to let me borrow their gear again in the future. Yes, you should always do that.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think I've ever lent my piece out yet. So.
Well, back in the day, I did. I'd let my, and even still, if someone needed some, I'd let them borrow a piece. Wow, yeah. We did it.
Oh, yeah.
We got through another show.
We did it.
We did it. Weed Day Wednesday. We went over a little, folks, but that's okay. We're wild and
educated.
Crazy. We educated. We had fun. We medicated. Mm-hmm. And we just had a really good time with our harps and everything.
I think we did everything that we said we were going to do.
We did. We really did. So check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can get to this wild and wacky radio show yourself. Just check the radio link. You can check all of our past episodes out on iTunes. Isn't that awesome? You can go to Blog Talk Radio, check them out there. There's just so much going on. But come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. If you want to get certified, it's a good thing to do. We love you folks out there. We appreciate you. We just are inspired by cannabis and look forward to Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. And what do we say, Cannabis Kid? Remember,
be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
Educate. Thank you so much for
We're a little off, but it's okay. We love you guys.
That's all right. We're off in a good way. Off to see the wizard. You guys have a wonderful Wednesday. Woo-hoo!
Remember, listen in next week because we're at the cannabis conference.
And that's for my boy.